In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today we have the feast of St. Peter's Chains. And if you you probably know that our Archdiocese of Cincinnati Cathedral is called St. Peter's Chains. So therefore, this feast has the common octave for the whole Archdiocese. And today's feast is a very great reminder also of some basic truths of our Catholic religion. First of all, it's the feast of Saint Peter, the first pope, and tells the great heroism and strongness and fortitude in the faith of Saint Peter, the first pope. But today's feast is also for us very importantly the great proof and expression of the power of prayer. The circumstances which are described in today's epistle go shortly like this. That in that time the apostles and Christians were under the fierce persecution by King Herod Agrippa, who was the grandson of Herod, who had slaughtered the little children in Bethlehem. Because Herod wished to find favor among the Jews, he started this fierce persecution of the leaders and members of the Christian church. And because Saint Peter was the head and leader of the whole Christian community, Herod caused Peter to be arrested and thrown in the prison. And there, chained between two guards, there was the leader of the church, Saint Peter, which humanly seemed in hopeless situation. But nowhere was to be found any distress or sorrow or anxiety in Saint Peter. First of all, he had the great strength and support in the prayer which the church and her members made constantly for their imprisoned leader. But most importantly, we can now see how greatly Saint Peter has changed. On the preceding day, which he was to be put to death, Saint Peter was bound with two chains, and he slept between the two soldiers. And he slept soundly and calmly, in spite of the knowledge that he was to be put to death on the very next morning. And he slept in peace because his conscience was at peace, and he was entirely resigned to the will of God. You can see here how different Saint Peter is now when he's confirmed, now when he has the Holy Ghost, now when he exercises the full ministry of the leader of the Christian church. How different is he from that Peter of which we read in the Passion, who abandoned his master and denied him three times. Here you can see the power and the great strength in the sacraments of the church, who truly change you from fearful and timid man into brave soldier of Jesus Christ. When the soldiers kept watch at the door of the prison, suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared to Saint Peter, and a bright light shone all around the prison cell. And the angel struck Peter on the side and awakened him, saying, "Arise quickly." And Peter did, and the chains fell immediately from his hands. And the angel spoke to him, "Gird thyself and put on thy sandals and follow me." Instantly Peter obeyed, not knowing, however, if this was all a dream or was this reality. And it was going out when they passed it through the first and second ward or watch, and came to the iron gate leading to the city, which opened itself before them. And when they came out of the prison yard, they passed along one street, and then the angel disappeared. And it was then when Peter realizing that this was not a dream, and it was then when he exclaimed the words of today's introit, "Now I know in very deed that the Lord hath sent his angel and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews." Saint Peter then went to house of Mark, who was his close friend and companion, where many Christians were assembled in prayer. And when Peter knocked at the door, a young servant girl came to listen and see who was there. And on hearing on the other side of the door and recognizing Saint Peter's voice, the girl was so happy that she forgot to open the door and quickly ran to tell the others. But the other Christians thought that she must have lost her mind. Peter is in prison. He cannot possibly be in there. And this is one of the instances where you find very funny and even amusing scenes portrayed in the pages of the Holy Scripture. Saint Peter coming in joyfully to the his beloved Christians, only to be greeted by so surprising girl that she forgets to open the door. And while they are arguing inside, Saint Peter stands outside, knocking and hoping and expecting to get in. When they finally realized that it was truly Peter, they all were struck with amazement, and the wonder increased when they heard how the angel of the Lord had delivered him from prison. And when morning came, Peter was not there anymore in the cell, and guards were filled with amazement. And so angry the Herod was that when he heard Saint Peter having escaped, he caused the guards to be put to death. But Herod himself did not escape the punishment. He went to Caesarea and was seated on his throne in kingly state and received some foreign ambassadors. And he started to give a speech which drew from the people and which made them very angry. They said Herod spoke as a god and not as a man. And this absurd and senseless flattery was very acceptable to the tyrant. While the pious men were horrified that about the actions of this man, the pagans showered him with praises. And Herod was very pleased to be considered like a god. But then immediately again an angel appeared and struck Herod with a terrible and loathsome disease, and he died in fearful torments. Dear faithful, this great recording of early church history should really fill us with great hope and a great trust to Almighty God and to His mercy. In one stroke, God destroyed the wicked plans of the persecutors of the church and delivered the head of the church from prison through His angel, through the great miracle. But you must see especially that this didn't happen all out of a sudden, but it preceded the great many prayers from the Christian community, so that they poured their heart out into our God and pleaded, "Please, Almighty God, let our beloved brother and leader Peter be released from his chains." And God heard their prayers. Peter's wonderful setting free was the fruit of the common and persevering prayer of the Catholics. The captivity and approaching death of Peter was a horrible trial to the young church, but the faithful did not give themselves over to any sadness or discouragement, but they prayed earnestly and confidently to the Lord of the church to help them in distress. The Christians sent the sad news of the danger which threatened their common leader to all the other Christian churches as well, in Samaria, Joppe, Damascus, Antioch, and so forth. And everywhere the faithful joined together to pray in common for their leader. The whole church was on her knees as giving prayers to him who had said to her, "Lo, I am with you all the days, even unto the consummation of the world." Scripture says that the faithful prayed without ceasing. They prayed by day and by night and did not lose hope, although these days were running by without apparently any result. But then, in the middle of the very last night, when Saint Peter was to be executed, he was set free and given back to the sorrowful church. So when the need is greatest, God is nearest. Let us remember in our prayers both the whole church today, that she would be delivered from her enemies. And let us pray for each other as well, all of our priests, all of our seminarians, all of our faithful, all of our religious, that they too would increase in their faith, they would increase in their number, and that all the schemes which the world lays upon us and all the temptations which seek to destroy us, they would be put to shame, they would be vanished, and God would triumph, just like he triumphed on that great night when he set Saint Peter free, and when his chains were loosened and broken and trampled unto the ground. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.